it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Try it again. Give it to him again.
Huggy!
Huggy.
Jay, do your huggy.
What's the deal, Pickle?
There you go. There you go. Is everything kosher? No, apparently it's not.
Leia, I think we have the Bama of the
week. Man.
I think the Bama of the week right now. We can close the ballot then on Wednesday.
No.
There you go, Leia. There you go.
Huggy.
I've been here. Uh-huh. Traffic. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Ain't no fun when the Huggy got the gun.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher, Huggy.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brand.
What up, Hug?
Wait for it. Happy the 13th of Hump Day.
Yes, sir.
Hashtag TJMS. It's National Filet Mignon Day, but I'm sure your Forbes app reminded you of that, Tom. Speaking of Forbes, number 35 on this year's Forbes list of billionaires in the world, former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer is the new HNIC of the Clippers. Sybil, maybe I shouldn't have said HNIC.
Yeah.
That's why Donald Sterling is ASSOUT for telling V he didn't want the C with no N's at the game. But today is a new day in L.A. The Clippers' new owner, Steve Ballmer, money is so long, Floyd's assistant would leave Floyd's little ass left in a bathtub of running water and give him a bath full of Susan B. Anthony. Messed that up. I guess I am on the ballot. Yep, this brother's sitting on like $20 billion, and the only N-word he's ever used, y'all, was NASDAQ.
NASDAQ.
Because he got those stacks, Jay, and the Clippers players couldn't be more excited. I heard some of them were so excited they celebrated with black women. Who knew? That NBA is full of surprises, ain't it? And poor V. Siviano, what's she going to do now? Sybil, she's like Sandra Bullock in Gravity right now. That side chick going to have to get a job on the side. She don't even look the same. Have y'all seen pictures of her lately?
No.
She's wearing refurbished red bottoms and whatnot.
Refurbished.
No more tint on her sun visor. She better think of something real quick. I'm sure they have a racist billionaire who loves black women dating website or something. And speaking of dating, Mary J. Blige's daddy, Barry J. Blige.
Yes.
Actually, his name is Thomas Blige, but I like Barry J. Blige better, y'all.
Yeah.
It just rings better, don't it? But Barry got a ring to it. Listen, anyway, the trial of his ex-girlfriend. Listen. I done had a little coffee this morning. I'm a little amped up. Anyway, the trial of his ex-girlfriend who stabbed him is underway. He woke up early in the morning and saw his ex slashing his ties, and he did a no-no, Jay.
What?
I mean, that's in the player's handbook. After you break up with a psycho, no on-street parking.
No on-street parking.
No, that's a no-no, y'all. Y'all know that. You invest in a garage or a storage unit. If you got to put your car in a little-ass storage unit, you better squeeze that. Hey. He came outside, and she started slashing him. She was slash dancing, y'all. Look, this is how you know she was crazy. I heard she even slashed his spare tire.
Wow.
I made that up. Have y'all seen pictures of her?
No.
Y'all seen pictures of the girlfriend?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, you would think Mary J. Blige's daddy could do better than that. I mean,
oh, Huggy.
She need one of those V. Siviano sun visors or something. I'm putting his ass, I know he got stabbed, Sybil, but he needs some contact lenses or something. I'm putting him on the list. He's lucky he went on Snap. Yep, I'm on the list too, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
A long time.
I was close. Two more days.